cause I'm nice, smooth, hard as a bone. Since I pick up the microphone, I'm hotter than brimstone. The razor sharp crossbow accurate, drop the multiverbal milligram supplement. Plus and bit, be your logical word advanced. Been too legit to quit before the hammer pants. The heritage, the pen converted words to some, and say blacker than the New York Harlem Renaissance.
No call, we paint a darker picture in your sector. Perfect verbal architecture, sparking lectures, lyrics infectious. Lexus. If you ain't giving God the praise, then it's useless. Like when MCs try to make hits and it block. Running races like they was Penelope pit stop. Envelope the hits rock bottom. The fish jock got him souped up. But his rhyme is beating his boots up.
Like da da, like da da.
Welcome back to another quick mini podcast from the Skiz and the Barrister.
Yes, it is infinitely sad that it's a dreary Tuesday night. The Stanley Cup Finals just ended, and hockey offseason is officially underway.
Dreary Tuesday, right there. That's the name of the episode. A dreary Tuesday night.
That's basically as precise and exact as you could get. I don't feel very good right now. The Mets are coming on in 15 minutes.
Ooh.
And I don't want to watch, but I will. But did you watch the hockey last night, Skiz?
Yeah, I actually watched a little bit of it. I did not watch the whole thing, as I've done most of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Actually, no, that's a lie. I watched two of the first four games in their entirety, and the other two I watched the majority of. So I'm just making shit up now. But yeah, I watched it on and off last night. I don't know.
It was a sad game. I don't know. I was sitting there with a buddy who's a Devils fan, and I felt like he wasn't the best person to talk to about it. Although I wasn't really disagreeing with him because I felt like that 5 minute major call on Big Bear Steve Bernier. How do you say his name? Bernier. Who cares? He's not
Bernier. Steve Bernier.
But anyway, did you end up seeing that hit last night?
Yeah, it was stupid.
It was dumb. The whole thing was dumb.
I don't care if the call before wasn't made or anything about the refs. That was fucking dumb. And there's no way around it. That's it.
Yeah.
Don't do that. And then don't give up three power plays. Just up goals. Just don't do that.
Yeah. None of it was good. I thought it was a harsh call at a 5 minute major.
I thought it was beyond fair. If there was 10 minute majors, that's what I say it would have been.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt like the Kings player sort of turned himself back into it after seeing him come. But I mean, it's a boarding. It's going to get called. It was a tough one. There was a 4 minute double minor high sticking like the next period too. So it wasn't the only time, and that was a completely legit double minor. So, you know, it wasn't like that the Devils weren't doing themselves any favors at all. And they only scored one goal. So it was sort of beside the point.
Exactly. I'm just done with and I bitch occasionally too. I'm just done with the refs screwed us or the refs took us out of position to win, unless you're talking about the NBA. Other than that, I don't want to hear it anymore. If it's a close game, maybe you can bring it up, but it happens. And you know, every sports team in America, you get your calls sometimes and sometimes you don't. And I think the majority of the time it evens out. I think it's a little messed up in basketball. I think there's still a lot going on there that they got to work out with Stern and the ref, because Stern always seems to get his way as far as the league is concerned. But that's a whole different discussion. And I think there are specific other teams in other leagues, such as the New England Patriots and Peyton Manning, wherever he is, that get calls. That's just fact. But for the most part, being like my team was screwed, whatever. I'm over it. I'm done with it.
Yeah. No.
I've had no goal. I've had a home run throwback. I've just seen it all. Whatever. I'm sorry. I'm just done with it.
Well, that's sort of what I was saying to my buddy last night. He's like, I'm never gonna forget this. you know, that be, and he was pissed because, you know, in part because the boarding wasn't called right beforehand, and there were actually other non-calls in the first period that I didn't disagree with him on that he was sort of griping about. You know, the Devils didn't get their first power play until I think late in the second. You know, A, don't go down 3-0 and in the series, and last night doesn't matter as much. You know, I think I saw someone tweet last night. That's why you don't go down 3-0 in a series. You don't have a you don't have a parachute. You know, like you can't, a game like that won't get you booted out of the playoffs if, you know, you've had your shit together and taken care of business, you know, night in, night out. And that's just not what's happening. But then I also said to him, listen, you're talking about this one thing that's happened in Devils history. You've lived through three cups. That play is nowhere near as egregious as the plethora of things that have happened to Buffalo sports fans. So suck my balls. I mean, basically,
it's how dare you, sir?
It's just like, you know, he was getting all sad about Marty last night. And I'm like, yeah, it's so sad having a Hall of Fame goaltender with three cups.
Yeah.
That's so shitty.
Who briefly had issues and fixed them in days.
Yeah, like, it's just, who basically, like, you know, backstopped your team further than they really even deserve to go this year. You know, I think, anyway, it was a tough beat, but I was happy for Los Angeles. I was happy for Will Wheaton.
Back to Will Wheaton again.
And I was happy for Alyssa Milano. She was looking cute last night, you know. Those are hockey fans those are the only two Kings fans I know, and I don't know them in actual real life.
Little known fact, only two Kings fans that exist.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, that's actually it right there. It was Will Wheaton, Alyssa Milano, and there was a homeless guy that they used to just let into the arena because, I mean, they had to fill the place up, and he actually recently died.
Hmm, that's unfortunate.
So, that's it.
I hear they're going to retire his number. Is that right?
The homeless gentleman?
Yes.
Yes, yes. He on his upper back, he had carved in it looks like they're saying it's two sevens intersecting. Looks like a swastika to me. I don't know. But those fucking crazy Kings, you never know.
Oh man, it was funny because James Gandolfini was there last night too, and my buddy was just like, he's there rooting for the Devils, right? He's Tony Soprano. He's a Devils fan, and I'm like,
he's not.
I'm like, he is. That's a fictional character.
I was just gonna say, I don't know your buddy, but this sounds like someone who we would have incessantly ripped on.
No. Maybe just a little bit. Anyway, so Sabres hockey season. Well, no, hockey season is over. Sabres off season officially begins. Free agencies in 2.5 weeks ish.
Are you excited?
No, not at all.
Really? Not even a little?
I mean,
wow. Well, how far have we fallen? That one, the most exciting Sabres off season in years, maybe in my lifetime, and a year later, and it's, fuck it.
Well, I blame Ville Leino for that. As one of the cogs in the Sabres offseason last year, I think he bears a significant amount of responsibility for making us all quite sad about the whole proposition of new free agents or anything. Even when you're feeling good, you know, a guy who's a decent player and actually looking to be a potential addition to a playoff squad, you know, he puts on the blue and gold and suddenly he looks like he's never touched a puck before. So that makes me sad.
And what we can do is we can hope to God that he bounces back and has a good year because he's not going anywhere. And honestly, this is very un-Deej-like of me to say, but like I'm going to give him a pass. It's been like to see people online being like, oh, we need to dump this contract immediately and that's got to be a number one priority. And first of all, it's not going to happen because he just signed a six-year deal. Yeah, so he's not going anywhere. Okay, if they could find someone to take him, maybe they would make that effort. But then they also might be sitting there going, "Well, you know, he had a bad year. You know, it happens. Maybe, you know, I don't know. I don't like him that much. He looked like shit. I personally don't think he's going to play that well. But, fuck, you know, what's going to happen if he comes out and scores 25, 30 goals?
I mean,
like, it could happen. You know, so I don't know. I'm not getting as down as much. But this is what I think is going to happen. We're all down. Last year, everyone got excited. All of a sudden, it looked like we weren't going to do anything. And then little by little, the pieces started falling in. We re-signed Gerby. You know, right before that, they got Stafford. The trade for Rivera that people didn't think, oh, you know, it's not going to fall through. He's not going to want to come here. He does come here. Then they get Aeroff. Then they get Leno. And it was just this huge thing. And everyone's excited. Season's going shitty. Get to the trade deadline. Everyone's like, ugh, fuck, trade deadline. Darcy's not going to do anything. I'm over this team. I'm over it. They fucking get rid of Gostad for a first-round pick, still amazingly, and they land Hodgson and Sulzer, who ends up being a diamond in the rough for the squad. It's just the kind of being the thing. Everyone's like, oh, no, I don't know. I'm disappointed. I'm not excited. And then Darcy does something that gets people talking and gets them going. And I bet you it happens again. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if they move some people and make some moves to bring in some big name players, because I don't know who. I don't know who right now. I honestly couldn't even say it. I just have a feeling I'm not gonna get down, because every time people get down, it turns around and do something to get everyone excited. And then get let down.
Yeah.
I'll get 2 months into the year, I'll be let down again.
Sure. I mean, I think part of the situation is there's a lot of long-term deals on the books right now, which I think in the long term, assuming that these guys, you know, reattain some sort of marginal competence in their play, yeah. You know, Leno, you know, Aeroff to a certain extent, you know, he was fine all year, but he wasn't exactly what we hoped or expected him to be.
I thought Christian Aeroff was pretty strong.
No, he's strong, but he's also making a buttload of money. Like, he's very well paid for, you know, and he wasn't the kind of impact player that he might still be. I mean, defenses, I think, are particularly difficult, you know, position to transition into, because it matters so much on pairings. I mean, just look at what happened with Tyler Myers when he lost to Linder a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just there's a lot of sort of, you know, settling in period. But I think because these deals are so long, I think there's a chance that a lot of them become, you know, much more valuable down the line as the cap presumably goes up, maybe, or at least inflation happens. Hey,
but Aeroff, though, if he puts up those same numbers and they make the playoffs as a sixth seed,
oh, no one's complaining about it.
Then he's not a disappointment.
No, you know, he's not.
And he
was early in the year. Let me sort of qualify.
He made a ton of defensive stakes early in the year that he limited. I mean, he still made some, but he limited them. So I'm okay with. Sorry, if the sound's going in. I lean back there. Aeroff, I thought was all right. Rivera was fine. Leno sucks. You know, Gerby was hurt most of the time.
Sure.
So even the re-signing, Stafford became, you know, or as the Yachtsman refers to him, contract year, did exactly what Yachtsman predicted was, and played amazing in his contract year, only to flounder somewhere in the middle. I mean, at the end of the year again, playing on the line with Ennis helped him out, but it's just. I don't know. I'm still a little excited. Last year, I think I just tweeted this. One of my favorite times of the offseason was when we did, I think Goose's Roost had the little live blogging session with like about 10 to 15 bloggers and about another 40 or 50 other random people in there just chatting. And I was at a conference in New Jersey. I snuck out to go sit and do that in a little empty room. And it was just great. Just, I don't know, because you're getting perspectives from people and that I normally wouldn't talk to. And it was just a cool moment to be excited. So it's still, the team is still owned by Terry Pegula. They still have money to spend. They still have assets to trade.
Yep.
Some cool shit could still happen. So I'm believe it or not, look at me being a little bit positive for once. I'm not that negative about it. I'm still a little excited about what could happen.
Yeah, no, Darcy has, I think, exceeded expectations under Pegula. His busts, you know, I think a lot of the Leno issue was trying to push him back into the center position. And, you know, to be fair to the player in that situation, that wasn't a choice he made, and it wasn't something he had control over completely. And it really didn't give him a full season of really being able to settle in with a new team. You know, and you know, a team that was hurt and had lots of different guys cycling in on top of that. So, you know, it's difficult. I have hope for him if he stays at wing, and you know, if we can pick up another center. Obviously, a number one would be great, but you know, just anyone to provide depth at the position so that we could really start thinking right. about. You know, moving out possibly as part of some sort of deal, or moving out some of the centers.
I feel like you and I are. We sound so. And I'm putting. I shouldn't lump you in, but I feel a little bit wise. You and I have not done any research on free agency or anything like that. Because I'm like, we're both going. We need to bring in guys in centers. Like other than Parisi, I don't know anything. I have no time to research anything with free agency right now. So I'm literally clueless. I have no idea as far as free agency is concerned right now. Nothing. I don't know who's available.
I mean, and I don't know that really anyone knows the full slate of people who are available. I think, you know, ultimately. After the cup finishes, you know, the teams that have been in the hunt, you know, they start to really sort of feel out their pieces and either re-sign or not. I mean, it'll be a lot to look at in the next couple of weeks. I don't know how interested I'm really going to be. You know, there's other sports going on, the aforementioned Mets, you know, USA World Cup qualifying, which is on tonight, actually. And actually the NBA, which we did want to touch on a little bit, finals start tonight.
They do real quick though, because the Sabres, who are the free, who do they have what only unrestricted free agents are Boys and Hash, right?
The only unrestricted. Yeah. And I say both of those guys can walk.
They're both gone.
Yeah. And I mean that frees up cap space, not insignificant with respect to both of them. I think Boys was making what, like four, maybe a little less. And I think
Boys was making four.
Yeah, and then I think Hesh was making like three and change, maybe even more. So I mean that's decent cap space. You know, they obviously have a ton of picks at their disposal that they could trade, make some part of some sort of deal. You know,
They got to re-sign Ennis and Coletta too.
I find Coletta actually a really interesting player in that way because he is, you know, he's the quintessential, you know, hometown product. You know, he's willing to take sort of hometown discounts, and you know, he's that sort
no one, no one's getting him money anywhere else.
Well, I guess, but he's also a pretty but for the Sabres, he's I think very valuable because he is a hometown guy. Like he's more valuable than he actually gets paid. I mean,
fair.
He scores. Considering he is hurt a lot because of the kind of play that he's willing to get himself involved in. You know, some of it kind of stupid blocking shots with his hand is not necessarily something I recommend. Which he did last year at one point. And you know, it immediately broke and he was out for a few weeks.
That's usually what happens when you do things like that.
Yeah. I mean, he automatically and immediately knew that he had just done a very stupid thing, but you know, he brings value.
Maybe it really was from just fiercely jerking off in the locker room.
I mean, that's how I broke my hand the last time.
Did you really?
Except I wasn't in a locker room. I was on the,
you're on the bus.
Bus.
Oh, I remember that day.
I'm sorry, Ossifer. but you know, Ennis is a must sign. I mean, and you gotta hope, you know, the benefit of him only really playing, I guess, 2 or 3 months at center is maybe his full value didn't really materialize. So hopefully we can sign him for relatively cheap, so that you know. Who, you know, a guy who can be a number two center, hopefully, you know, doesn't end up breaking the bank too much. And you know, then you have money left to burn. You know, I don't know. I don't know if this year, to a certain extent, ended up hurting the vision of Buffalo as hockey heaven, as a destination for sort of the blue chip prospects.
I don't think so. I think if people are getting, I think that with Pegula obviously caring, and them shelling out the contracts that they did, it might bring in more people who would want to take a part in this. So
yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see, barrister, buddy.
We'll see
what happens.
I'm not hopeful right now. I'm just still... It was funny that the post I wrote today about the Kings win, it sort of was the first time I had really thought about the Sabres in weeks, probably. And boy, does it not feel good to do that. So let's hope I can last a couple more weeks and casually ignore them some more. That'd be fun.
Here's what'll make things better. Okay,
there it is.
This will make things better. Right here.
Give it to me.
Ready? Derek Roy. Okay, mm-hmm. AKA, as I'm now referring to him, is Joffrey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have Joffrey. All right. Mike Weber.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you know, we'll go with those two for now. Although maybe Villalena, all right, but at least the other two, okay, in a small Mini Cooper, okay, they're all okay. We're gonna put them in a Mini Cooper, all right.
What color is the Mini Cooper?
The Mini Cooper is a forest green.
Does it have racing stripes?
Yes, of course it does. It's got white racing stripes on it.
Good to know.
So they're in the Mini Cooper, okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Duct tape to their seats, no control over the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to just put some bricks right on the acceleration.
Mm-hmm.
Get that puppy going.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to send them right down the thruway. Okay? We're going to clear off the rest of the thruway. We're going to send them straight down the thruway.
Mm-hmm.
On the other end of the thruway,
mm-hmm.
three semis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, coming the opposite way. Now we're gonna leave one lane open.
Okay,
we're gonna leave one lane open. We're gonna allow Joffrey to steer the Mini Cooper with his teeth, and if he can get it in the one lane that's open between those semis, then they get to stay.
Ah, oh, jeez, I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, but and if otherwise, we all know what would happen, and everyone's happy. Who's upset about that? It's a great scenario.
Can the semis that you spoke of, can they be unmanned semis from that Stephen King movie about trucks? What was that called again?
Maximum Overdrive.
Oh, Maximum Overdrive.
Emilio Estevez at his best.
Emilio!
Okay, they can be. Otherwise, the drivers were going to be me, you, and Yachtsman.
Well, wouldn't we get hurt, presumably?
Mm.
Oh, they're in a Mini Cooper.
Have you seen? I could hit a Mini Cooper with a Corolla, and it would only it would give a slight scratch on the Corolla.
Interesting. Well, that is the only thing that would have made me happy today. Mm-hmm. So you really brought that home to me.
And Tim Connolly is behind the Mini Cooper on a skateboard.
I would prefer that Tim Connolly be taped to the bottom of the Mini Cooper. doing his best Keanu Reeves in speed impersonation.
Timmy Glass.
God, there's some funny banter on Tim Connolly today. I love when Tim Connolly banter like pops up on Twitter. It's so funny.
I just don't understand how he can ever get defended. I'll never understand it. I've heard arguments, and I just still hear them or look at the person saying them, and it's like just words thrown together. It's like you just said to me, oven bottle dinosaur pair triangle hat, and that's what it sounds like when people try to defend Tim Connolly to me. It's just this babble of words thrown together that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, enough
analysis.
Enough ragging on people. The NBA finals, as I mentioned before, are on tonight.
I have picked every single series wrong, so I'm gonna go with the Heat and prayers that they lose. But yeah, I think the Heat are gonna win. I like the Thunder. Although I hate James Harden now because of his display of gang affiliation, which is fucking great as a role model. So I went from loving James Harden to fucking wanting to light his beard on fire because he's a fucking idiot for doing that.
Yeah.
You know about that, right? He threw up the blood gang signs. It's after just, hitting a shot. Fuck you.
Rich ball players think gangs are cool for some reason. But
like, I don't even care if you grew up in a gang. If you grew up in a gang, then you should know better.
The
fucking kids out there who are from dirt poor urban areas who are trying to make that decision whether joining that gang or keeping their life straight, and then going, oh, James Harden's a fucking blood. Let me go do that. Man, fuck that. Seriously.
It's messed up.
Put him in the Mini Cooper also. My mini Coopers would get filled fast.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, hopefully James Harden does his I'll have another impersonation and ends up having to sit out the series.
Yeah.
Too soon?
No, good with that.
At least I didn't say Barbaro. So.
Sad face.
Classing it up with horse racing jokes.
Who are you picking?
I mean, I am hoping for the Thunder, obviously. You know, the James Harden thing doesn't bother me probably as much as it does you, only because I'm certainly apathetic when it comes to certain things as I pick and choose. You know, I don't know. The Heat, I don't like them. I don't really like any player on the Heat right now. My favorite player on the Heat is probably Shane Battier, and that's all I got. Like, it's...
Yeah, because he played for Duke, and I've always been okay with Duke.
Yeah, I grew up a sort of Duke fan, you know, via Christian Laettner and, you know, whatever. But, yeah, so it'll be interesting to see. I'm excited. I would love to see Oklahoma City get their first title, and I'd love to see, you know, another year of questioning LeBron's clutchness or lack thereof, and just whether he's got a winning mentality or not. More than anything, I'm really looking forward to Apps and Yachtsman fighting about LeBron at some point over the next week and a half.
We got to get together for one of the games.
Scream at each other when it comes.
Yachtsman's going to Florida on Thursday. He's going to go on for like a week, so hopefully this series goes long enough so that when he gets back, we can enjoy like game 5 or 6 all together like a bunch of drunken idiots. So let's all pray for that, listeners.
Yes, listeners, all dozens of you. Hooray.
This was pathetic.
That's on deck. Mets are on deck. Mets just started. I'll watch that game. And USA Soccer is tonight. So that's, you know, there's still plenty of sports to keep us busy, even though hockey's done.
Plenty. I'm gonna go for a run first, and then when I get back, I'm gonna flip around little basketball, little baseball, little soccer later on, and gonna have a nice little Tuesday night.
Nice. Well, I'd like to thank the nation of Guatemala for making tonight's soccer game pay-per-view only.
That's kind of hilarious. I'm sorry.
So I will either be trying to find a pirated version of it, or I don't know. Debating whether to drop $30 on it. I don't know.
Pay the fucking Guatemalans. You realize that they'll make more money from this than the rest of the entire nation will make the rest of the year.
Yeah, that might be true. I know
this is they're making all everything. Wow, I probably shouldn't have said that. This is their gross national product is coming completely from tonight's pay-per-view.
That's really sad. I'm sure that they're like a mineral-rich company, country, resource-rich. They got to have like what?
Hold on. Let me Google it. Nope, nothing.
Pay-per-view. Okay. The wiki page is blank.
Yeah. It just says
Guatemala, a country.
And then underneath it just says help.
Oh, man. Well, it has to be true because it's a community of input and collaboration on Wikipedia.
So You know what, Guatemala? Your coffee sucks ass. Boom. Said it.
Boom.
Bomb drops.
Colombia for life.
Don't say that either.
Anyway, this ran long. This might need some edits, but Skiz.
I'm not doing it.
I'm doing it. But enjoy your evening of sport. And listeners, thanks for tuning in for another Infinite Sadness podcast. Thanks for bearing with us.
Can I pick a song to go out to? I'd like to go with a... are you familiar with Dilated Peoples?
Yeah.
Okay, good. They have a song, This Way. And the chorus reminds me of our Infinite Sadness podcast, because the chorus goes, I can't live my life this way. I was thinking that. I came out and I was on my iPod on the way home, and I'm like, perfect outro. It's got a catchy little beat. You can bring it right in.
Sounds good. Thanks again, listeners. We're out.
Later.
I can't live my life this way, continually get high, instead of run around like one bird down. It's a new day, gotta do it big just to get by. Show no respect, can't live that way. You hold my check, can't live that way. Without my chick on deck, can't live that way. They say what they like, but I've been that way. My moves calculated through the lens. Almost here, success will be the best revenge. Man, from Clint East to Kanye West, the sun can't chill, but every day is set.